Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Last night, NBC The Voice wrapping up season one. It was pretty anticlimactic. Javier Colon, from the moment he sung Time After Time, you kind of knew he was going to win, and he did for Team Adam. But now, apparently, Javier Colon's not only working with Adam Levine, but somebody else from the show. Yeah, TMZ.com and TMZ TV breaking the news. Gary Truck, what was Javier telling your cameraman?
Yeah, so we caught up with him last night, fresh off of winning The Voice. And yeah, like you said, he's already working with Adam Levine, but he's got another judge poaching him already. CeeLo Green is jumping on board, wants to work with them. Apparently, they're all three of them are going to team up for something. Javier's really excited about it. I mean, dude, you win this show, and now you already have two huge A-list music producers, singers, already chasing you to do work. I mean, the guy, this is, I hate to say it, and obviously people, there's like a huge debate, but I kind of like the results of The Voice better than American Idol. I think the ending result of getting to work with the artists and the relationships that they build with the artists during the show is a way better end result for the contestants.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell, but I agree. I think the grand prize is a lot better, and you're right. It will definitely go further to building that artist's career, as with Idol, where it's like almost like a quick shot in the pan.
yeah.
You know, I mean, and we've seen that time and time again. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where Idol winners and runners-up are getting dropped from the record labels, so obviously they're not doing a superb job over there at building people's careers.
Yeah, it seems like at Idol, it's kind of like, we need you for the show, and then show's over, all right, and you're done. And then
Right. You're,
you know, Kelly Clarkson singing at fairs, you know, in Nebraska somewhere.
Yeah, that's wrong, but it's true, Absolutely right. You know what, too, going back to Javier Colon in The Voice, I'm glad he's working with Adam and CeeLo, because I don't think him and Christina or him and Blake would have been a good fit.
No, definitely not. He's definitely, I mean, yeah, you know, with I don't know how he'd do with country singing, and Christina's got that. Yeah, I don't think they'd mesh well.
Yeah,
but
she's just a mess.
I totally see him getting down with CeeLo and Adam Levine. I mean, I think they'd vibe together really well. I think they have a lot of similar, you know, musical themes, and I think they would be awesome together.
Absolutely. TMZ.com and TMZ TV. Hey, Gary Truck, thanks for the 411. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, man.